to get up.
5:31 here at Sunny 101.5. Welcome to the Jack and Tracy Show. Well, thank you.
Morning.
Morning. How many people you know get a round of applause when they wake up in the morning? Not many. I feel very fortunate about that.
Oh, I know.
Don't think I don't appreciate it. I really do. Mostly cloudy this morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon. 20% chance of a few rain showers before noon. But high will be about 78. It's 64 degrees right now. So this is Thursday, eh?
Yes. You know what that means.
That means what's wrong with Name That Tune? Mm-hmm. You're going to think, in fact, after I do it today, later on this morning, you know what you're going to say?
What am I going to say?
You're crazy.
I love it.
Because when we all support each other, we can all do anything. Go to armandhammer.com/dress for success to learn more.
The new Jumbo Cash Scratch-Offs from the Hoosier Lottery are here. With supersized excitement and chances to win up to $300,000 instantly, you can enjoy the kind of fun that can't be contained. Jumbo Cash Scratch-Offs from the Hoosier Lottery. Imagine that. Play responsibly.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:17, here's Tracy.
On a camping trip when Sammy Sloth suddenly went missing. Sammy Sloth.
Sammy Sloth.
Sloths are all the rage these days.
Yeah.
You see them in everything, like planters. They're a big thing. But anyway, I digress. Teresa said, well, I broke my usual Sammy Sloth doesn't leave the house rule and brought him with us. The family went to Bay Beach Amusement Park in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She let her little boy Everett bring Sammy along just for the car ride. So, and that's where she thought that he stayed. When they returned home, Sammy was nowhere to be found. So they're home from vacation. There's no Sammy. She said, you know, at first we thought maybe he got tossed in a bag or something. So we didn't really panic right away. But we got home, completely turned the camper inside out. And there's no Sammy.
No Sammy Sloth.
So she puts this post on social media saying, hey, if anyone visited the Bay Beach Amusement Park or Lambeau Field on Thursday, July 28th, and found this little sloth anywhere, please contact me. And she explained that it was Everett's first Christmas present, and he takes it everywhere and sleeps with it every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tagged the two locations where their family visited that day. So get this, some kind people shared her post over 3,300 times.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing to me. Couple hours later, someone private messages Robertson that had seen Sammy in a parking lot. So Robertson contacts the park, but there's no sign of Sammy and they're lost and found. Couple hours later, though, a park employee sends her a picture of Sammy safe and sound. As it turns out, a couple of the employees from the park, after hearing about all this, drove around to see if they could find him. And as it turns out, somebody had placed Sammy on a fence post in case whoever lost him came back.
All right.
And there he was hanging out on the fence post. But here's the thing, you know, the goodness doesn't stop there.
Okay.
It gets even better. So before the family can even make the 3-hour trip to Green Bay, this good Samaritan offers to drive Sammy home. Because this lady just happens to, she lives near the park, but she was going to be traveling to their town in Monroe, Wisconsin for a family reunion.
Wow.
So she offered to escort Sammy home. What a lucky reunion for Sammy and Everett. Am I right?
No kidding.
The power of social media.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no
definitely
doubt.
A tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Sunny, 101.5. Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:58, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, he said he had no plans to sell any of his company's stock last spring, but Elon Musk just sold nearly $7 billion worth of Tesla stock. He didn't have to disclose why he chose to sell off so much stock, but experts believe he could need the money to either pay a fine or finally purchase Twitter. He was sued for backing out of his previous deal to buy the platform.
Yeah.
He accused Twitter of failing to give him information he requested on bots, spam, and fake accounts.
Hmm.
Well, John Hamm is joining the cast for season 3 of The Morning Show on Apple TV+. John's going to star alongside Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Billy Crudup. He's going to play Paul Marks, a corporate titan who sets his sights on UBA.
Mm-hmm.
No specific release date has been set yet. Yeah, I knew I could get your attention with that story. Steve Martin hints he may be ready to hang up the towel soon.
Really?
In a recent interview about his show Only Murders in the Building, he said, "When this television show is done, I'm not going to seek others. I'm not going to seek other movies. I don't want to do cameos. This is weirdly it." Now, Steve admits he loves working, and he thought he would be done a long time ago, but he says he keeps finding projects he enjoys working on.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, a new documentary about his life and career is in the works. Martin said the documentary is somebody else's take. They found a lot of archival footage and that kind of thing, but it is being directed by Oscar-winning director Morgan Neville.
And he also said when he does finally quit and you don't agree with it, then he's got one thing to say to you.
What's that?
Excuse me!
Man, you're good at that. Jeez, oh, Pete. That's funny.
He will be missed, though.
Oh, he certainly will.
A lot of talent in that guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, meanwhile, Luke Bryan shared a TikTok video of him and his wife showing up at a fan's home to use their water slide. This is hilarious. So he says in the video, "We saw this slide last year, and the couple that owns it was at VIP last night, and they said, come slide. So they said, I don't think they believed us, but we called their bluff, and now we're sliding." Oh my gosh, how hilarious would that be? Some celebrity shows up at your house and says, "We're just here for the water slide."
Uh-huh.
My gosh. Well, Snoop Dogg and Stephen Curry recently gave back to the kids. Snoop and Steph chipped in to help refurbish a basketball court at the Boys and Girls Club at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Long Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop said it's where he learned how to play basketball, play football, be active, build relationships, and he says, "It's where I learned how to rap, talk, and just be me, basically." Curry added, "They just wanted to provide a space where kids can go, enjoy themselves, and be around a lot of amazing coaches and programs."
Cool.
Very cool. All righty. Let's see. Ready to do some birthdays?
Okay.
Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Celebrating a birthday today.
Let's see. Hulk Hogan's going to be about, he might be 70. I think he might be 70.
Is that your guess?
70.
69.
He's only
so close.
All right, well.
Viola Davis.
I know who that is. Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. I know who Viola Davis is, and I'm going to say 50.
57.
57. All right.
And Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson.
Oh, there we go.
Joe Jackson.
We remember this one.
Oh, yeah. You know I was playing this when it was new.
I do know that.
Well, I'm trying to think of how many songs I haven't played when they were new. But I definitely was playing this one. probably on this radio station, too. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. I'm 62.
He's 68.
He's 68 years old. All right. Sunny 101.5, 7:53, time for Go Figure. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to Louisville. That's right. Do you say Louisville or Louisville? I say Louisville. It's Louisville, I think. But
okay.
Be that as it may, we're going there right now. Because hundreds of beer cans spilled onto a highway median when a truck carrying a load of Bud Light overturned on a ramp. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Louisville Metro Police said the truck overturned about 8:50 a.m. Wednesday while traveling on the Interstate 71 ramp to the Gene Snyder Freeway. The truck spilled its load of Bud Light, with most of the cans and boxes ending up on the median between the freeway and the ramp.
Oh,
police tweeted the crash was a non-injury incident and cleanup efforts are underway. That's the bad news right there. The good news is happy hours from 5 to 6 today.
Oh my gosh.